The whole idea is that we're trying to connect people with the services and housing they need to solve their homelessness right here on the spot, if we can, whenever we can. So this it could just as easily be called Project Homeless Solutions, because our goal, when people come out the door at the end of the day, that they're leaving either with their solutions in place or a whole lot of hope that they didn't have before they came in.
Solving someone's hopelessness, that phrase kind of resonates. It's that easy?
Well, it's not easy. As you can see, we've got a whole army of folks that are engaged in this effort, and that's really what it's taking.
But folks can walk in today and be homeless and walk out and not?
Well, that might happen for a few lucky folks. We don't have a whole lot of vacancies, but they hopefully will have made the connections that give them real hope for being able to build their solutions when they leave here today. One of the reasons why Project Homeless Connect has been such a success, and it's a movement that's really spread all across the country, is because it can be so very difficult when you don't have any money and you don't have a vehicle, just to find out what services are available and which ones you need to connect with. It is so frustrating, let alone if you're also trying to carry around a 3- and 4-year-old with you while you're doing that. So the magic of this day is that we're bringing everybody together under one roof, so that when somebody comes in and may have some really complicated, very complex issues that they have to deal with, maybe they need to connect with 5 or 6 or 12 different agencies. Well, they're all right here. We can, with the help of our volunteers, we're getting people to the tables that they need to be at, and we're making it a whole lot easier for people to connect with the solutions.
And how did you come to be involved with Project Homeless Connect?
Well, I've had the good fortune of being involved for the 3 years that we've been doing this now. My job, when I'm not doing this, is planner for homeless services for the Ramsey County Human Services Department. And this year, in an act of foolishness, when they were looking around for a chair, nobody held my arm down. Yeah, and exactly. So I have to say that I think it's a really good idea to spread this experience around and have other people take this on. For the first 2 years, I think we've been unique in the country in that this event has been led and the charge has been laid down by the St. Paul Police Department, who have probably been the greatest partners that any community has with their police department. So I can't say enough about their involvement. Next year, I hope somebody else will step forward. But each year, we accumulate a whole lot of lessons about what works. I have to say, while I have this chance, that this is really possible now because of some outstanding contributions that we've gotten from the River Center itself, from the City of St. Paul and Ramsey County, from Wildside Caterers that have provided all the food for volunteers and the guests today. It's just been a very, very large community effort, and a whole bunch of financial donors as well, so that we can help people take the next step into stable housing.
I understand that as the boss, you don't, you know, you're running around overseeing everything, but have you had a particularly warming story or anything, or an encounter or heard of a particular success story today?
There's actually been quite a number. There was a gentleman that was needing a Spanish interpreter, who had been homeless for about a year now, and was able to make some connections that got him the connection with some mental health services that he needed. And he's got an appointment now for a housing opening that is just coming up, and we were able to get him some financial help to get into that apartment. So that's the kind of thing that we're aiming for. That's the kind of magic that we hope we have a lot more of.